The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Doug Bernard for Skylar Ogden. Businesses around the world are getting ready for China's International Import Expo. The event will take place from November 5 to 10 in Shanghai and will attract more than 2,500 companies from dozens of countries. Chinta Kamdani, Deputy Chairperson, Indonesian Chamber of Commerce.
The opportunity like this is very important for us, in which China is making its first import expo. So targeted really for exporters from other countries who wants to export to China.
The expo was proposed by Xi Jinping at the Belt and Road Forum for International Cooperation in May 2017. He called it an important policy statement and action demonstrating China's embrace of greater openness. China-based companies will also be exhibiting. Thomas Owiansky, president, Audi China.
We're going to present our full range of particularly our most exciting premium cars we have in the Audi range. Our first electric SUV from Audi at this new exhibition.
Goods from foreign exhibitors continue to flood Shanghai customs as the event draws near. The 13th annual India-Japan summit took place this week, during which both countries agreed to step up their cooperation in areas of trade, defense, and business. Ties between India and Japan have blossomed as Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe increasingly see eye to eye, encountering growing Chinese assertiveness across Asia. At the summit, Abe and Modi agreed to joint military exercises, expanding ammunition sales, and strengthening defense ties. In areas of businesses, Abe pledged low-interest loans worth $2.8 billion for 7 infrastructure projects in India. For his part, Modi assured Japanese investors that all possible support would be given to them in expanding their business in India. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi.
I would like to invite all of you to speed up investment in India. I assure you that you will be given all possible assistance to help in strengthening trade relations between India and Japan.
Both countries agreed on the general importance of pursuing a free and open Indo-Pacific region. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Doug Bernard for Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.